Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cardano Live and happy Friday. Happy birthday to Giro Wallet. We have Sean and Chris are returning to Cardano Live today. They were on episode 39 a very long time ago, almost a year ago, and it's this week is their 1 year birthday. So check out the Twitter link down below to the Giro Wallet Twitter. And every day this week, they've been doing happy birthday tweets with information that's useful to the viewers. Just be alert that the Giro Wallet, or be aware the Giro Wallet is available on Chrome as a plugin, and the Giro token is available on the MinSwap DEX, Muesli Swap, and Sunday Swap DEXs. So the token's available on all those different DEXs. A lot of times people ask, and so I just wanted to get that out of the way up front. And the key thing is that happy birthday, guys. Welcome back, and thank you for coming back over to Cardano Live. I appreciate it. For the viewers new to Cardano, can you give us a brief introduction of yourself, Sean, then Chris, please?
Sure. Hi, Rick, and hi, everyone. Thank you again for having us back on. It's a real pleasure. And so I'm Sean. I'm one of the co-founders of Giro Wallet. I also run UX research and UX design on Giro Wallet. And Chris, you want to go ahead?
Sure. Hi, everyone, and hi, Rick. Thanks for having us back. I'm Chris. I'm the CEO of Giro Wallet. My background is in cybersecurity, so I mostly deal with the development side of things, security, of course, and also help Sean and we together we run the operational side of the project.
Yeah, awesome. And thank you for coming back. And again, happy birthday. And, you know, there's been a lot of changes since almost a year ago. I think it was 10 months ago when you guys were on the last time, right after your launch. And Giro was in beta state at the time. But now it's a very highly refined wallet. I have it in my web browser. I've been able to go on the various DEXs and use it to trade tokens. So I'm enjoying this. I love your logo, too. I noticed your shirt before the podcast.
Yeah.
The Giro, you've got the Giro logo there, the colors, the logo, amazing. So
yeah, thank you.
What, you're welcome. Thank you for making like cool logos. I love cool logos. And so what's some of the latest news you guys got for us with the happy birthday Giro wallet this week?
Yeah. So this week is a great week for news and it's our birthday week. So thank you for pointing that out. And then, so the big thing that we're focusing right now is the mobile apps. And they will be going into closed beta here very soon. We're going to be doing some testing. I've been testing it out on my phone. And so it's going to have the same functionality as Extension. And then we have another feature that we're working on that we haven't quite announced yet. That will get announced when we do the open beta and everyone will be able to test it out and give us feedback on those sorts of things. So other than that, we've had a lot of partnership announcements this week. We've had Indigo Protocol, Cody and the Jed token, and Edipay, and then also Liquid Finance today. And then for the future, we have a dashboard that we're building out. We have all kinds of things going on. I can go further into that if you want to. Otherwise, you can talk about anything.
Yeah, please feel free to go into that. I'll just let the viewers know. Check out the links down below. We got a link to the website if you want to see that information and also the Twitter, as I mentioned earlier. Make sure you give them a follow on Twitter. There's a link to a YouTube channel. And so check out the links down below as Sean gives us a few more updates. Is there more you can tell us about the dashboard? Am I going to see the dashboard in the browser when I go to a website or DEX? Is it going to be contained inside the plugin? How's that going to work?
Yeah, so when we start off with the dashboard, one of the first things that it will be is basically an extended view of the extension. So that will give us a lot more room to have a lot more information, more infographics, that sort of thing. You can imagine like staking, so you can see like a graph of your rewards and things like that. So that's one of the main things to start off with. But we're going to be adding a lot more features into that dashboard. It's basically going to be a one-stop shop for all of your financial needs. That's our goal. So being able to combine everything all in one place. So there will be swapping, yield farming, NFT staking, NFT purchasing and selling, and then also derivatives and synthetics, borrowing and lending. There'll be analytics. And then on top of that, there'll be premium features later down the road.
And of course, Rick, we're not going to develop all those protocols and features. Most of them are going to be through integrations with other projects or Cardano.
Okay, so if I have yield farming on Sunday Swap with a particular token, and I have other things going over on MinSwap, I'll be able to see those in the dashboard. Is that what you're saying? I'll be able to go to the dashboard.
That's the vision, is be able to manage your financials all in one place instead of having to go to several endpoints and having to do several transactions and flip through each one and have different passwords and connect each wallet and stuff like that.
Nice. That's pretty cool. You're thinking about making it a better user experience to help you navigating all the DEXs and dApps that are available out there. So is it going to be, is the dashboard going to provide almost like a dApp store navigation menu to the user?
I wouldn't necessarily say a dApp store. So, I mean, we still have, we're kind of just in the wireframe phase and the user journey phase. So we still have a while before we put this thing out. It'll be Q3, Q4, but we know what our goals are. We know what the vision is, and we know how we can integrate the services. So there's a lot more details that we'll have to figure out later. And I think maybe that's something that we'll have to sort out later so I can answer you correctly.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's fine. And you'd mentioned Cody and Jed. Is there any more detail you can give us on that?
Yeah, I mean, Jed's going to be amazing. We certainly will support it without a problem. And it's going to be great for borrowing and loaning, that sort of thing, borrowing against it. And then the A to Pay thing is what we're really excited about, being able to use Jira Wallet in various areas, places that support A to Pay. If you can imagine, you know, going to the convenience store, being able to use your Jira Wallet mobile device, your mobile app, to use, to pay for, you know, groceries and stuff like that.
Yeah. One of the challenges that we see, in the space is that there's still, let's say, concrete distinction between fiat world and crypto world. Right. And what we envision or trying to do is, with the partnerships that we're doing, is like try to merge them as much as possible. So everyday life, you can actually use your assets, either is in fiat or in crypto assets. And it's not just on-ramping and off-ramping strictly.
I'm very glad to hear that, because there are people building out projects and systems where you have an NFT that works like a rewards card. And if I could open Jira Wallet on my mobile phone and it either scans my wallet address, a QR code or something, and says, yep, he has that NFT, he has the rewards card, and the FTs kind of work as the rewards points, right? Those are some of the concepts that people are coming up with and using out there. And it's really cool. I'm really amazed by it. And so if you make it easier for the user to access it through your wallet, that's the way to go. And can I download it today on the App Store, or when do I have to wait?
Actually, until? Yes. And after this conversation, we can add you to the list of testers. That would be great at getting your feedback on that.
It isn't closed
beta. I'll be more than happy to.
But yeah, it is downloadable.
So it's your birthday and you're giving me a birthday present.
Yeah.
We celebrate together. It's everyone's birthday. Yes. Yeah.
One thing I wanted to say about the mobile is that, yes, we are in the internal testing phase, and then we have scheduled an audit or pen test of the mobile app next week. And basically, we're very close. Like, once the audit is done, if there are any findings, we're going to remediate those, and then we're good to go live, which is very exciting.
It's exciting to go live. And, you know, Cardano folks are starting to really notice you're doing stuff like getting the code audited and pen tested and stuff like that. People are really starting to enjoy that. They're really starting to like that kind of stuff. So when they hear it from you guys, the developers, the creators, you're like a cybersecurity expert, Chris. So, you know, you got to work on pen testing those apps so the user's safe. So
You cannot cut any corners there, or in general, but so security is a corner story. It's a financial application. It's you cannot take any risks. You have to do everything by the book.
Yeah. So you covered there was another thing you mentioned. You got updates to the plugin. You got the dashboard coming, the mobile wallet. And I'm taking the mobile wallet. We eventually have the dashboard, or is that going to have it out of the box?
The dashboard will be a web platform. Yeah, because it'll be too much to fit in a mobile app. But we'll see how much of the features we can put in there into the mobile app. And, I mean, we'll be working on it for a long time and building it out. So if there's demand for it and people are going to use it, yeah, we'll be working on it.
Okay, cool. And you have some work going on with Jira, you had mentioned. Can you tell us more about that as well?
Sure.
Not Jira. I'm sorry. I said Jira. My mistake. I misspoke. I meant Indigo.
Indigo. Okay.
You mentioned Indigo. Yeah. So what do you got going on
there? Yeah. So working with Indigo, it's going to be great. Eric and the team, like, we work closely in the CDA. And so I imagine that partnership is going to be very good. And we'll be able to do really cool things together. So one thing that we're going to be doing is bringing the Indigo platform into the dashboard. So giving you access to those collateralized debt positions is what they call them, the iAssets. So that's going to be really cool. You're going to be able to swap the iAssets within the wallet between, a stable coin, ADA, Gero, iAsset as in like Bitcoin or something like that, Tesla, that sort of thing. So that's going to be amazing. And then people will be able to manage their positions and whatever's going on and Indigo, like whatever they have going on there, as far as the user, they'll be able to manage that within the dashboard.
Man, this is pretty cool. I'm very curious to see how it works out because it sounds like, and I haven't put my eyeballs on it. I'm going to download the app after we're done here, but I guess with the mobile app or the browser plugin that I have here, I could navigate to the Kodi Jed and I can send ADA to the smart contract through Jira Wallet and mint Jed, like send the ADA to the smart contract, get the Jed back. I can get the Shen. I can navigate over to Indigo's provided smart contract through their web portal or however that works using your wallet. And then I can interact on there with the synthetic assets. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, you won't necessarily have to navigate there. It'll be there for you. It'll be right in the dashboard. Yeah.
Oh, it'll be on a dashboard.
So right. The idea is that, you have the dashboard. You either, connect your wallet, for example. You connect the Jira wallet. And then all these functionalities there. You just navigate if you want to do swaps or NFT staking or depending what you want. It's just only one place. You won't have to navigate to other platforms to do those actions.
Wow. I'm going to have to check in with the Indigo guys and see if they'll come on over to the podcast. And as those features start to release,
they should. They just put out their testnet and I tested it out. So very excited. I think they'd love to come on the show. So I can let them know. Yeah. You want to bring them on, sort of thing?
Yeah, I think I can get in touch with them. I'll reach out to the Indigo guys, but if I don't, I'll let you know. And so there's a lot being built on Cardano. I'm happy to see the depth of penetration into Web3 technologies that you guys are building out to make it easier for the user to use a wallet, a Web3 wallet, to go to these smart contracts and using these decentralized systems. I'm very happy with how far Cardano has come in a year. Since it's been a little bit more than a year since the onset of Alonzo and native assets. And you guys have made some really good progress. I'm very happy for you. I really am. Guys are okay, I'll let the viewers know. If you have questions, please feel free to ask us in the chat and I'll bring your questions up. If you have questions for Sean or Chris about Jira Wallet, the current plugin, the features they said that are coming out, you have a mobile app coming out soon. Available on Android and iOS. So lots of work that you guys have been doing there. If people have questions, let me know.
All right. One thing I wanted to say, Rig, is it's been a very interesting and challenging year. And of course, we couldn't have made it this far without the dedication and hard work of everyone in the team. And for that, I would like to thank everyone in the team. You guys rock. literally everyone went over above in the team to be where we are today.
Yeah, it takes a lot of people working hard, dedicated, willing to take the risk and put in the overtime, put in the long hours to build such a nice product and have it, fully operational on the Cardano mainnet. So congratulations to your team. And I'm going to thank them as well. Thank you to your team as well.
Thank you. So, I think what you pointed out is a kind of an understatement. It's a time that goes on in the background. Yeah.
One thing we can discuss is the smart contract and what the progress is there. So we did the first audit with Tweak, and although there were no vulnerabilities found, there were some code improvements that were recommended. And MLabs has pretty much done those improvements. And we are about to do a re-audit in 2 weeks again with Tweak. And in the meantime, what we're going to be building is the off-chain code and, of course, the graphical interface so users can interact with the smart contract.
And, you know, I'm glad Hylatus said, that's really good, guys, to have an audit is the way to go. They're cheering for you.
Of course.
we audit every step of the way. So everything that goes out, the extension, the mobile app, the dashboard, that'll all be audited. Yeah, smart contract.
Nice. All right. Any other questions? I think we covered everything. Is there anything on our list we talked about prior to the podcast with the token, staking, you got the dashboard? Anything else you guys wanted to cover today?
I think maybe we could just talk about the token a little bit. That's the only thing left I can think of that comes to mind here. So along with what Chris said, the smart contract. So when the smart contracts are ready and we have the front end code done and the UI ready, then we can start putting out some of this token utility. So the DAO and governance, the staking.
Native staking, yes.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, other than that, the big deal was we bridged recently to Cardano. So very happy to have finally done that. And then, tokens available on Measly, SundaeSwap, MintSwap. It'll be more in the future as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. We did touch on that before the podcast. You originally launched on Ethereum and you got it bridged over to Cardano. Tokens are available on the major swap DEXs. Currently, people can get access to them. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was one thing that I was not alert to. I need to read up a little more, but your token is going to be available for governance and voting. So people who hold the token will be able to vote on things like, let's say you want to prioritize features, or is that what you're going to use it for?
Yeah. I mean, it could be what blockchain we're going to support. So we plan long-term, we plan to have interoperability and be blockchain agnostic. So maybe there could be a proposal for what blockchain we want to support next, something like Ergo, for example. I know there's a lot of Ergo fans in Cardano. And then there's transactional fees. Maybe it's the amount stakers receive. I mean, proposals can be put forward for literally anything that's going on with the platform.
Yeah, you know, that's good. Hylatus, one of our viewers here, thank you for the questions. Thank you for the question, Hylatus. Hylatus asked, so do you guys have any other blockchains in mind? So they're like reading your mind. The question was asked as you were describing it. Nervos is good. Any plans on adding others in the future? And if so, can you disclose which ones? And I like Ergo, any others? I'm an Ergo fan. I'm totally an Ergo fan. I need to follow up with some Ergo podcasts and get them over here on Cardano Live and get people some knowledge and awareness of what's going on at Ergo. So
maybe we can ask her with a question, and if Yelena is kind enough, she can let us know which blockchains she would like to see supported. Because the sky's the limit there, and sometimes demand is also what's driving implementation.
Yeah, Hylatus likes Nervos, right? And I like Ergo. So any other ones, let us know in the chat and give me a scale of 1 to 10, which ones you like the most. Don't just say all of them. Like if you like Solana and Polkadot, give me a number, say 8, 9, or 10, you know, and like a 9 for Solana, 10 for Polkadot, whatever that is. Elrond, if there's a chain you would like them to move their Giro to, let them know over in the chat. And we'd appreciate that. And maybe we'll do a survey or a poll on Twitter or something. That's a good question. A good point.
But to better answer the question, yes, we will have support for more blockchains for sure. And we'll most likely we'll leave it up to proposals. So as soon as governance starts at that point, whatever people suggest, I have a feeling there will be a proposal for Ethereum just because it's so popular. I'm not sure though. Maybe others will beat it out. So I think it's going to be great to allow allow the supporters and the users of Jira Wallet say, this is what I want to have supported, and then we can build towards that instead of us having to decide for them.
Yeah, and Milkomen as a sidechain would be a little bit easier because you can just kind of hop right into that, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a no-brainer. We will support Milkomen, yeah.
Because that's a sidechain as opposed to a different chain. It's a sidechain. So.
Yeah.
One thing I would like to add is that we don't want to be another wallet that supports 8, 10, 20 chains out of the box. There is already too many of them out there. What we are trying to do and what the end goal here is that the users won't know like if Ethereum is supported or not natively. They will just be able to perform their everyday tasks and they will not know under the box if it's Ethereum or Solana or Polkadot, for example. We want to simplify like the whole process and provide a very good user experience without getting too much into the technical, let's say, from the user's perspective, what chain is it supported? And that's why we're starting with Nervous, because it's a good bridge to other blockchains. And that's why we selected Nervous as the first blockchain to support.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, because if you can build on Cardano, at least from what I hear, Cardano's hard to understand the UTXO. It's easier to understand the accounting model. So if you get to work on Cardano, is it easier to make it work somewhere else? I'm wondering.
The EVM compatible chains are much easier. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Easier and compatible on other chains. So if you got the hard part done, you got it working on Cardano.
True. I think so, yeah.
I agree. At least this is the feedback we get from the developers. Like one thing that Cardano can improve in general is like better documentation. And I say this in the nicest of ways. Like we all agree on like when we have a tech conversation with other projects, like, yeah, this is something that maturity will bring, let's say, going forward, like better documentation and support for developers to be able to split the time that takes from design to production, let's say.
That's another thing is time to delivery, because it takes time, effort, skills. You know, people got to know how to build it right, how to get to working on that chain. So I guess that's something you also got to consider. But user demand, I think, is number one. How much do users want it on that chain? How much do they want that cross-chain compatibility with the other ones? There's a viewer. So this questioner, this is more for me. Stella said, I don't really understand how sidechains work versus other chains. Stella, check out a previous Cardano Live episode with Nicholas DePrema and Milkomena. Nicholas DePrema was with us on Cardano Live about 5 or 6 months ago, and he explained how Milkomena works. So check that one out, and that'll help you understand them a little bit better. Because the sidechain is a little different than a separate chain. It's easier to interact with because it's designed to interface with Cardano and move assets between the two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the next layer. Milkomen is layer two. So, I would recommend that interview as well. Nico is a genius. And we very much appreciate that Milkomen exists right now. Otherwise, we wouldn't have bridged our token here recently. So, thank you, guys.
Yeah, cool. Shout out to Milkomena. Hoo-yah. Hoo-yah. All right. I think we covered everything we had on the list and then some, a little more. Any last words for the viewers, guys? I think we got all the questions. There weren't really any questions. You've told us all the updates very well. Glad to hear about the awesome partnerships you have with Indigo, Cody. You're going to have Jed. You'll have the mobile app out here eventually and all kinds of good news. And then the dashboard. So big stuff. Big stuff.
Yeah, I think we nailed everything so far, and I'm not surprised there aren't questions. I think we've been, saying the same things over and over again this week, so we've been pretty informative. But I think that's everything. Thank you, everyone, for checking us out today. Thank you, Rick, for having us on, and it'd be great to do it again here maybe next year to see where we're at.
Right on. Yeah. Anytime, guys, come on back for an update. And for the viewers, check out the links down below. There is the link to JiraWallet.io where you can get the Chrome plugin to the latest wallet. It'll auto update when you close and reopen Chrome whenever you need it. And you can, one of the things I do with Jira Wallet is I have a passphrase that I call my Dex wallet, that I don't have a hardware wallet or anything. And I just put those 24 word seeds into my Dex wallet so I can navigate to any one of them and I'm good to go there. So check out the link down below, jirawallet.io, down in the description. And I think that's all we got. Happy birthday, gentlemen, and congratulations.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks, everyone.
You're welcome. And thanks to all the viewers. Thank you for the questions. Bye-bye, everyone. Happy Friday and have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.